Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. I'm just so thankful that you're with me today. And let me just take the time to thank you for studying the Word of God. I know that God is pleased with us when we study His Word. He wants us to know Him. He wants us to know His Son, Jesus. He wants us to know His ways. And the reason is because it's greatly to our advantage to know Him in this manner. That's why we pray. We ask the Lord to help us to really see what He wants us to see and to live the way He wants us to live. So pray with me, if you will, before we begin our study today. Heavenly Father, we know that it is Your truth that is revealed through Your Word by Your Holy Spirit when we study the Scriptures together. Today, Lord, as we open the Word again, this book of the Colossians, I know that You'd speak to our hearts and our lives in ways that we could no other way learn except through Your Holy Spirit. And so we ask, Lord, that You'd give us Your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth, to empower us to live according to that truth, and that You, Lord, will look down upon us and be pleased with what You see in our lives. We want to be pleasing to You. We bless You. We thank You for Jesus, who gave us this great salvation that we can study. We bless You in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Receive and Walk in Christ. It's taken from the book of Colossians chapter 2 and verse 6. Paul the apostle was concerned for the Colossian church members being beguiled or deceived by false teaching and heresies which denied the deity of Jesus Christ and were infiltrating their church. He presented the truth concerning Jesus Christ before them so there would be no one who would be able to convince them otherwise about the gospel. In chapter 2 and verse 6 of his letter, Paul instructs the Colossians to walk with Jesus in the same manner as they received Him. We read, "As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him." The verse begins, "As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord." Paul begins by taking the church members back to the beginning of their relationship with Jesus. "As you have therefore received," which means in the same manner, to take with oneself, join to oneself, accept and acknowledge one to be as he professes to be, not to reject and not to withhold obedience. Christ Jesus, whom Paul makes plain that Jesus, whose name means Jehovah is salvation, is the anointed one in whom they received. Paul also calls Jesus the Lord, which means the one to whom a person or thing belongs, about which he has power of deciding, master and Lord. Not only was Jesus to be the Colossian Savior, but he was also to be their Lord. The verse goes on to say, "So walk with him." Paul invokes further instruction to the church members as he encourages them to so walk, or to make one's progress, to make due use of opportunity, to live, to regulate one's life, to conduct oneself, or to pass one's life in him, which means in the same manner as him. Not only did Paul reference the beginning of the Colossians' relationship with Jesus Christ, but he also encouraged them to have Jesus be their lifestyle. When we meditate upon these words of Jesus or Paul, we find a continuance in our relationship with him or with Jesus. In other words, so many people make decisions to receive Jesus as their Savior and yet leave His life as a message as soon as they receive Him. Paul knew the importance of a continual walk with the Lord, and those who follow Him must continue to follow Him all the days of their lives. Perhaps as we think about this, we would benefit by taking inventory of our daily walk. Do we walk with the Lord as we received Him? Does Jesus' way, actions, attitudes, and words pervade our lives, or have we gone our own way? As Paul encouraged and instructed the Colossians, let us allow Him to encourage and instruct us as well. And may we all not only receive Jesus Christ, but also know Him as Lord. Next time, Paul writes about being rooted, built up, and established in the faith. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.